Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, it can feel like the traditional forms of weight loss have been dumped entirely in favour of the likes of Ozempic. And while taking the drug can produce impressive effects, there are reports, anecdotal at the moment, that it can have side effects. What's being called Ozempic personality? Certainly that was the experience of the London Times feature writer Katie Glass. Katie, good afternoon.
Afternoon, nice to talk to you.
So when you started taking it, for how long at the start of that did you feel like yourself, if you know what I mean?
Well, so this Ozempic personality, which I wrote about, and I sort of joke it's basically having no personality at all, it's very subtle. So it's not like a heavy feeling of depression. It's not even as like full as that, you know. It's just this very subtle feeling. And I read this piece in the New York Times, and I'd been talking to some friends about it. And it was only because I was like, yes, that's what I'm feeling. So it's like I must have been on it for a couple of months, and I had this particular day, right? So I'm a very spoilt journalist. So I was reviewing a Porsche. I mean, you can't ask better than that. So I'm reviewing this Porsche. It's a sunny day. I'm driving around, and I sort of thought, I don't really feel anything.
Yes.
You can hear I'm normally such a sort of buzzy, I'm an annoyingly sort of cheerful person normally. I'm someone who can get very excited at like, oh, it's a sunny day, the roses are out, you know. And I thought, actually, I realized I'd been feeling quite flat for a few weeks. So like I say, not depressed, just more like a sort of not feeling.
Yeah.
So I started reading about it and asking friends about it. And it turned out loads of people were getting this sort of feeling too of a sort of flatness or an ennui, to try and use a posh word.
Yes. Well, certainly a lack of enthusiasm where in situations where you might have had enthusiasm.
Yeah, totally. And actually, like, you know, I was trying to write, think, what is this feeling? And of course, normally, let's say I'm eating a lot of sugar. So like with sugar, you're very like, drinks more orange juice, you're a bit hyper, you crash in the afternoon. And I thought, well, you know, it's possible it's that. Obviously, you're not eating. It really has such a dramatic effect on wanting to eat that, you know, you stop really going out and seeing friends. You don't go for lunches, you don't go for cocktails. So it's like, I thought, is my social calendar just dead? And I'm just like a bit bored. But when I started reading about it and asking other people about it, other people were saying, yeah, I had the same thing. One of my friends was talking like before Christmas. She said, I just didn't care. Like, I just couldn't get any excitement. You know, so like you say, like for normal things that you would normally be really enthusiastic about, it's just like a sort of weird flat feeling. It's quite hard to describe. And I wouldn't have been able to put my finger on it, I think, if other people hadn't started saying it. I thought, that's the feeling, a weird nothing.
Yeah. Is it now, and is it because something's happening physically in your brain or just that you're not getting any pleasure out of eating, for instance?
Well, so, you know, one of my friends who's a psychologist, she had been on Ozempic. She said, I'm feeling this. But she was like, I think where I might go to some food to like perk myself up. She's a very emotional eater. She was like, you know, I started to think, have I lost that thing that I would normally go to? One of my friends who's like a big drinker, with all her mates, she said, like when we started talking about it, she was like, actually, now you mention it, I haven't been out at all since I started the drug. You know, partly I suppose you get very full, like you don't want to go for lunch and drinks and sit and watch everyone else eating, and you just, you know, can't get involved. So maybe there's some of that going on. But actually, some research is suggesting that there's something about dopamine, that like the bit of your brain that would light up when a good thing happens has been softened by this, and it stops you wanting the food, but it stops you wanting anything else.
And you know somebody who actually, their relationship broke down.
Yes. Yeah, so one of my friends, so some people report, by the way, that it completely, you know, they lose their sex drive. I think there's a lot of reports now about people saying it really stops them wanting to drink. And so, you know, other sort of motivations. Well, one of my friends, super fun girl, you know, always going out, love to go out with a boyfriend, love to go to the pub. So goes on the Ozempic. And of course, he was delighted. She got sort of hotter and hotter. But she also got more and more boring. She didn't want to do anything anymore. And she says she thinks that's what ended it in the end, is that, you know, yeah, he liked the results. She liked the look of the results, but she didn't want to go and do anything. There was no incentive to go to the pub, to go out with their friends. She didn't want to go out for dinner with him. So, yeah, she puts it down to ending her relationship, really.
Oh, gosh. No, I understand. I understand the thing about the the food, because, you know, you feel full very quickly. So then you're spending most of the evening watching other people eat, which is not really much of a treat. But I didn't know about the alcohol. Is it because you don't get a hit out of it, or you feel full after if you have one drink?
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? I think it's both. So one thing is like when you take all the food out of your life, you suddenly realise quite a lot of your life is food.
Yes.
Like long lunches with people, romantic dinners, eating breakfast in bed, going for Sunday roast with the family. Do you know what I mean? It's like all of your week, it suddenly disappears and you're like, just have a lot of long hours to fill, which is fine. But like, so it's not just the sitting down eating. It's like a whole element of your life goes. And so for some people, they report they just lose the craving for alcohol. I do actually know someone who's a very big drinker. She said it really helps her. Like she just lost the craving for alcohol. But I think for other people, it's like those social occasions when they would go out and see their friends. And, you know, if you're not going to have the food with them, you think, oh, I won't sit there and just drink the wine. Or one of my friends said, because she was very full, that she thought that was what was going on, is that normally she'd be on her sort of third martini. And instead she found she was sort of sipping her first one while her friends were ordering the fourth round, you know, and she thought maybe it's that I'm full. But she actually said, you know, I stopped sort of going out. So, I mean, I'm not a doctor, God knows. But I think it's very interesting. It's very early days for these drugs. And so it's these sort of anecdotal things that people are starting to observe. And it's so interesting to me that a lot of people are reporting this same experience, this sort of weird flatness. But, you know, one of my friends, she says she's so happy that she looks great in clothes. She can get into her jeans. That's the only sort of thrill she wants. So not everyone's saying this, just some people.
Well, one of our listeners has texted in to say no enthusiasm for anything. Welcome to your 50s.
I'm not in my 50s.
So, so that's something to look forward to, though, Katie. This will all come crashing back again. How long were you on Ozempic for?
Well, I was on and off. So I had a sort of stretch last summer. That must have been like a few months. I mean, it's dramatic. You know, I lost probably, I want to say 2 or 3 stone within maybe 4 months.
Crikey.
So it really had a big effect. But, you know, like, but like towards the end, I really started to notice this strange flatness. And just, I think also I got to a point where I was happy in my weight. And I, you know, my friend who says all she needs is the kick of fitting into her jeans. Do you know what? It's not enough for me.
Yeah.
I like to be buzzy and happy. I like to have a social life. I want to be out in the world seeing people. I'm not so obsessed with food. I'm not even so obsessed with not eating food. Or, you know, how I look, I suppose. Maybe I'm not committed enough.
Yeah. But when you came off it, how long did it take before you felt like yourself again?
Well, that's a good question, because it really is so subtle, this feeling. So I guess probably after a couple of months, like I probably noticed, I mean, it takes a little while. It took me a little while before my appetite sort of comes back. And I think that's the word, appetite, you know, it's like you lose your appetite for food and then you start to lose your appetite for drink and you lose your appetite for sex and you lose your appetite for life. And then slowly that appetite starts to come back for all of it, I would say, in a month or two. Then it was Christmas, and then, you know, I was fat all over again.
I was going to ask, did the weight you'd lost stay off? But that's, yeah.
Well, not all of it got back on, but I definitely put like a stone on over Christmas. I mean, once you come off it, you really start to notice, because of course you haven't sort of learned anything about food. All you've done is block out all those times you desperately want to eat, and suddenly there it's back again. You've got to deal with it.
Yeah, and actually, is there advice around that? If you're on Ozempic, how long do you stay on it for, and what do you do when you finish the course of it?
So I don't know. I went and got it privately on one of these online, you know, an official sort of online thing where they check you and everything. But I think if you go to a doctor, they probably give you a lot more support and advice around it. I have to say it was funny coming off it, because I did find myself sort of without any little support network but, you know, it was so much. I think I really understood that feeling, that flat feeling when I was off it, because I thought, God, I do feel back to myself, where I'm buzzy and excitable and like small things give me sort of cheap thrills. Like I say, little coming outside on a sunny day. And it was interesting to discover you sort of lost that. I think, like I say, it's not depression. It's not as profound as that. So I hadn't noticed it going on. But yeah. I think it's so interesting. All these little things are coming out about the jabs, because they're really such an unknown area, aren't they, still, for people?
Yeah, absolutely. And I must tell you, Katie, so many people are texting in reporting a similar experience.
Are they? Oh, that's so interesting. Right.
Yeah. That is so interesting. Katie, thanks a million for talking with us today. That was Katie Glass there, features writer with the London Times. I'll read out some of those. I had the same experience when I went on Mounjaro, but I was delighted with the weight loss, so I stayed on it. After a while, I started to feel like myself again. I didn't feel any less happy on my weight loss jabs, but they didn't work for me. I didn't lose much at all. The doctor said that can happen. It doesn't work for everyone. 100% agree with the lost feeling while on Ozempic. I had to stop after a couple of months. It really took life away. Flat is a great description, says Michael in course. There is a name for it, anhedonia. A-N-H-E-D-O-N-I-A is that meh kind of feeling. Those drugs dampen everything. It's not just food. It helps with all addictions, but the side effect is that it makes everything not as enjoyable. There's no drive for dopamine from doing all that stuff. I know exactly what you mean about the flat feeling, says Jim. I've been feeling like this for 7 years about my job. I'm not even on Ozempic. I'm in my mid-50s and have enthusiasm for lots of things. And no, I'm not incredibly fit. I certainly don't have the same energy as before. But by God, there are things I look forward to doing. And then enjoy doing them. I assume you're kind of somewhat answering the person who said, welcome to your 50s. Strangely, the skinny jab may not work the second time around. Once ceased, says another texter. My Ozempic dose is 1 milligram, not the weight loss. Does just control diabetes. However, I can eat plenty, but my alcohol consumption has plummeted, as I've no interest. Sometimes I do feel flat. But not always, says Tom. And Miriam says, I think it's just as simple as the fact that weight loss medication operates by dampening appetite for food, but results in dampening all appetites. Well, indeed, and that's exactly the way Katie phrased it as well.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.